Now hit me.
Oh, yeah. The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we were bantering about some different recipes for carnitas there on the grillinguys.com. Check that out. The rest of the recipe is certainly there with hundreds of others. But with every good piece of meat, Bob, we need a beverage, right?
Yeah, and if you look at that website, on the right-hand side, you know, we've got two of our oldest sponsors, and they're both going to be on this morning. Yeah. And the first one is Brian Lesperance from Fenn Valley. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. How are you, gentlemen?
So thanks so much for joining us.
Do you know who you're talking to? I mean, this is the Grilling Guys. How are our gentlemen this morning, Brian? We appreciate that.
He's talking to Conrad.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm trying to pump you up here.
Well, thanks, man.
To class it up a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Good luck.
Well, that's the only way it's going to get there is if we call somebody, right? Yeah. But anyway, hey, man, the last time we talked to you, you were harvesting and there were grapes coming in by the ton. And so what's new in the vineyard now?
Still doing that. It's a couple months process, but we're going to be over. It'll be over a little bit early this year, probably. It was kind of a fast and furious season for us. I mean, it looks good. So now we're busy basically making the red. So, you know, when you make red, you let the skin soak. So they got a lot of tanks full of skins and juice and everything. And then we'll slowly start pressing those out and over the next 3 weeks or so and try to clean up a little bit before Thanksgiving. That's kind of what's going on down here.
So what varietals are in those tanks right now?
Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, Merlot are the main ones. So basically the classic Bordeaux reds that we make individually and also blend together to make a nice dry red blend called Meritage.
Right, which is my favorite blend that
delightful.
You make. Yes, it's delightful.
Thank you.
And how long does that stay in the bottle before you release that, or in the tanks, and then you bottle it, I guess would be better, right?
Well, after we press it, all that wine will go into barrels, and it'll go into barrels for anywhere from about a year to 18 months.
Okay.
So we have to wait a long time. So it's a patient process, you know, but that's what you need to do to build and develop the structure, to soften the tannins a little bit, in order to, you know, make that wine drinkable, make it, you know, kind of what you'd expect.
Right. So those barrels, are they new barrels? Are they, from somewhere else? Are they charred? What happens there?
They'll be toasted a little bit, which is one of the things that I think makes red wine such a good pairing with barbecue. See how I tied that back to the show there?
You see, man, I tell you, we call a pro, you get pro
results.
I didn't
even catch it. Yeah. Right over my head.
Just trying to wake you up over there. Make sure you're still paying attention. No, so, you know, the barrels are toasted a little bit on the inside. If you were to rub your finger on one, it'd get a little soot on it, but it wouldn't be charred like a whiskey barrel.
That sounds like one of my pork butts, yeah.
Well, charcoal's good for your teeth, actually.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Now, it's about 20 to 25% new. A new barrel is pretty intense, so you wouldn't necessarily put it all in new. You might if you're using certain types of barrels, but we usually roll with about a quarter new. For our Meritage blend, it's going to be a blend of Hungarian oak from the great state of Minnesota, and some French oak, kind of to bring all the different kind of species together to add some complexity there.
Interesting.
So when you're doing Chardonnay, then the true Chardonnay is fermented in stainless, which is my wife's favorite. But if you're doing a traditional oaked Chardonnay, you're not going to char the barrel.
The true doesn't go into any oak at all.
Right.
And so, although doing Chardonnays in neutral oak, so old oak, has become a pretty trendy thing because you get some structure and body, but you don't get all that barrel flavor. You're seeing that done with a lot of wines right now. I like the trend, actually. I think it adds its complexity to wine.
Well, it's also, it protects, I mean, in how many trees do you have to slaughter to make wine? I mean, after a while, you kind of like to reuse that oak a little bit.
I mean, well,
you don't care. I know
the French tree. I mean, the French oak takes about 80 years to get the tree to be harvestable for a barrel, and you get about 4 out of a tree.
So goodness.
It's a long process, but they've got it dialed in. I mean, they've got enough going in to come out, so it's kind of a one-for-one deal.
Can you use those for red when you're done with them for Chardonnay?
You could, yeah. I mean, we generally don't. We'll just keep using them for white, but you could. You couldn't go the opposite way, usually, because it's impossible to get the red out ever. But,
right.
We'll average about 10 years in a barrel. So, you know, we get quite a bit of use out of them. After, you know, we're pretty good at fixing them. And, you know, that's good on the pocketbook, too, because they run about a grand, at least, depending on freight and the euro-dollar conversion rate at any given time.
Yeah, sure. Interesting. So, what are you drinking right now?
Well, it's a little early, so currently a smoothie, but soon I'll be drinking some red wine here. I've been digging that Meritage as you were talking about. Also, we've got a really nice Merlot right now from 2020, and we're about to roll into the 2021. I tasted it yesterday, and so anybody who's listening, probably by the time they get to Fenville, will be into the 21, and I can tell you it's a beautiful bottle of wine, all Michigan fruit. Good structure, color, kind of checks all the boxes. So that's going to be one of my go-tos here over the holiday season.
Yeah, so those two, that Meritage and the Merlot, when you sit down at your table, what are you eating with that?
Whatever you want. You know, yeah. I love
what my wife puts on the plate. You can say it, Brian. It's okay. But I mean, if you had your choice pairing that, what would you typically pair that with?
I like to do lighter seasoned dark meat, something red or even like a gamier meat like a duck or something like that. I mean, our wines in Michigan are going to be more fruit driven. So think in terms of fruitiness when you think in terms of pairings, not so much, how maybe you think of like a Napa Cab where you're going to get those big dark cooked fruit flavors, which I like too.
Right. But
you're going to expect a little more acidity, so you can handle some of that fattier, gamier kind of food as well.
Yeah, cool.
So I think maybe next week, Jop and I would like to bring our wives on a little date out to Fen Valley. How would that work?
Well, we got,
you're still busy?
We're 7 days a week down here, so you don't have to be too picky about when you come down.
Okay.
We're back into our winter hours, so we're 11 to 5, 7 days a week. So it's a good kind of way to get your date started.
Yeah, leave early.
Closer to town when it gets dark and snowy. We see a lot of folks come in, towards the end of the day, kind of kickstart their evening.
Sure.
Or wine's great for lunch too. So
gives you a good excuse to cut out of work early though.
Exactly.
So Brian, if people want to come down, how do they find you?
FenValley.com. It's going to have everything on there from how to get there to what's going on to when we're open, how to get a hold of us, how to book private stuff. So just head there and take care of all your needs.
Awesome.
Well, that's awesome. Brian Lesperance, Fen Valley Winery. I remember my first couple of emails to you and contacts, and I was so excited when you wanted to talk, and it's been a fantastic relationship, and we appreciate your support.
Anytime, gentlemen.
Once again,
trying to bring the show up here.
Yeah, you do it every time, buddy. Thanks again. All right.
See you, dude.
See you later. All right, coming up next, we're going to go from wine to beer. Imagine that. You're with the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.